The next patient is Melvin Korchak. The last name is K-U-R-C-H-A-K. First name is Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white male, the patient of Dr. Maxwell, that has been referred to this office because of deterioration of the kidney function in the last part of 2022. This patient had a creatinine of 1.1. And in November of 2023, the creatinine is up to 1.5. With an estimated EFR of 46 mLs per minute. I don't have a urinalysis or the determination of protein or creatinine in the urine that will be requested, period. In 2020, the patient had COVID-19 infection, was on the hospital, and afterwards he has been weak, and he says that he is able to work for some time, and then he gets tired and he has to rest, period. The abdominal ultrasound that the patient brought with the referral, there is a normal size kidneys with normal cortex, and there is evidence of cyst, the largest in the upper pole of the right kidney, 1.2 by 1.4. Period. We are going to reevaluate the laboratory workup before we make a final opinion. Number two, anemia. In 2022, the patient had a hemoglobin of 13. In 2023, 11.6 is normocytic, normochromic. Along with this, we notice that the patient has elevation of the CRP as well as elevation of the sedimentation rate. The former is more than 10, the latter is 46. We are going to investigate the anemia. We are going to do the iron stores. Folate B12, kappa lambda ratio, serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation. And taking into consideration the findings in the abdominal ultrasound, with the presence of aneurysm, we are going to run a abdominal pelvic CT scan. Following number. The patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. We're going to request a post-void ultrasound of the pelvis, just to make sure that the patient is emptying the urinary bladder. He gives a history of nocturia times 5. Following number, the patient has a hypertension that is under control, 134 over 59. Following number, history of COVID-19 infection. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We are going to order the laboratory workup and we'll keep you posted of the progress.